Mark Ronson, Triple M Jane Day for breakfast. It's 6:45, live this morning. Thanks to the 100% electric Leaf from Nissan. It's a new car. Electric, can you believe that? Now available at North Jacklin, today's top 28.
Look, it is breeding season for the magpies. There's a lot of them around nowadays.
Here's the suburbs.
Yeah.
Magpie Watch. It'll be a segment on a current affair before you know it. East Mackay, West Mackay, North Mackay. Just Mackay in general. Bowen, Marion, Rural View, Bacasia and Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Because they've just exploded in numbers, it might not be a popular idea, but is it worth culling them?
No.
I say yes.
No.
I'm not saying get rid of all of them. I'm just saying get to a more acceptable level. And it's not going to...
Do you want me to answer that question again for you? No.
Oh,
don't cull them.
Well, I'm not asking you. I'm asking everyone else. Sharon in Neverdale. Should we cull them?
No, because it's only breeding season. And it's only for a short while.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and we know where they are. So we either avoid them or take measures to... so that we are protected if they do swoop.
Yep. They're just doing what they comes naturally to them, looking after their nest, their
exactly
babies.
Exactly right. It's breeding season and they see us as a predator the same as they do the hawks and the kookaburras and stuff. Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, there's a lot more magpies the last couple of years. They've just exploded in numbers. Don't you think it's a good thing to cull a few of them to keep that not just us safe but them as well?
No. If birds are breeding, that's a good sign for nature, isn't it?
That's exactly my point. I said exactly the same thing. Thanks for your call there. 13 27 10 is a phone number.
Andrew in Mackay, mate, you're with me, aren't you, on this one?
Yep.
Well, get rid of them.
Get rid of them, no. I don't think you should get rid of them.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't cull them.
No. They shouldn't be culled. Them birds are only doing... That's just natural. They're just protecting their young ones.
Yeah, I get all that. But, you know, the amount of magpies around now, there's so many of them. Don't you think it just needs to get to a more acceptable level?
I don't really agree with that.
Yeah. No, I don't.
They're part of the landscape, eh? You just don't go culling birds out.
Here before us, that's for sure. You're here long before us.
Thanks, Andrew, for your opinion.
That's okay. Eh? Just get rid of them because they're swooping.
I'm not saying
get
rid of all of them.
Just get rid of them. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Hang on a second. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know, a slight cull just to keep the numbers in check. Trish and Andrew.
Maybe we need a slight cull from the breakfast show.
Well, see you later then. Trish and Andrew.
This whole station would fall apart, Dave, if you were in control. Jesus.
Trish, what do you reckon?
To a certain degree, not all of them, but if they're really, really vicious, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
See, that's what happened down south with this council. They had to shoot it because, he was just getting too much.
But isn't it easier for us to just steer away from where they're attacking? Like, wouldn't that be the more logical thing to do? Like, I try and avoid them at all costs, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, so does my son. Like, when he walks to school, he used to go down this certain street, but now it's magpie season.
Yeah.
He's got to go around the other way, which takes him longer. So...
Is that North Mackay High School?
No, it's Pioneer High School.
Okay, right.
I was going to say, because... in Endergrove, so...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's sort of got to go around another different route when it's magpie season, because, they are very vicious.
They are, absolutely. Thanks for that, Trish.
Each to their own. Go to our Facebook page. Have your say, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Keep them as they are, I say. 12 minutes away from 7, Jane Day for breakfast.
Triple M. Music.